Dub CNN hooked back up with the legendary Cocaine. All the visitors are very familiar with Cocaine on the site. You've been on the site a lot of times before. However, it's been a minute since our last interview. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Swell. Mind, body, and spirit, brother. How you doing yourself?
I'm great. Glad to be talking to you, man. You know, it's good to see you back in the game. Since we last talked, I heard that you moved up to Seattle. How come?
Well, you know, it's good, you know, my family can breathe. You know, because everything ain't just built on the music industry. So it allowed me to move my wife, which I've been married for 21 years, going on 21 years, and got 8 kids by the same woman. So it's just, you know, a little breathing room up here with the trees, oxygen, and the academics up here is real good. So that's why I moved up here.
Okay, but do you still keep in touch with your roots in Pomona?
All the time, man. We just shot a video with Above the Law because, you know, Above the Law about to return real tough. So I also got them on a new album, which will be coming out, you know, 6-1, called Give Me All Mine. So, you know, back and forth, I'm always in out of town beating up the concrete, but this is where I rest my head for the family. So, you know, change is good.
Okay, and in your new video, we saw that you grew one of those big Ricky Ross beards. What was the motivation behind that? What was the motivation for the image change?
Well, actually, you know, the wifey said, why don't you grow your beard out? You know, you've been around for a minute, and it's something that my wife was definitely digging. So I honor my wife and everything that I do, you know what I'm saying? So I just grew it, you know, there it is there, you know?
Okay.
I mean, I had a bunch of Cube jokes, you know, it's all good. Everybody like, damn, this nigga look like Cube. It's all good. That's my nigga, though.
I feel you. And, you know, on your new album, you linked up with Jay Wells and Fontana to put it out. How did that come together?
Well, I had started my LLC in 501 with the Buddy Boy Entertainment, using my middle name, Jerry Buddy Long. And, you know, me and Jay Wells been good friends for a long time. And he said, you know, whenever you have a window of opportunity, shoot me something. So I shot it to him. And, man, that dude heard the album, and he said, this got to get exposed, man, because this is the content and this is the testimony that people need to hear. People need to be educated on how you was instrumental in playing a part, and not just G-Funk sound, but just, you know, part of the whole element of the West Coast and as a whole. So I hooked it up with him, and he shot it to Ron Spalding, and it's just been beautiful ever since. You know, I got Fontana and Bonzi Records really supporting me. Them guys over there, Ron Spalding and all them dudes at Fontana is really getting behind this record. So I'm very happy about it. It's a lot of people that's enthused about the whole thing. It's because it built up some mystique, and people wanted to hear a Cocaine record, you know. They know my original roots as being a B-boy. So everybody had me singing on these hooks, but that was cool because they helped pay the bills. But when I shouted to them, they respected it for what it was. And they said, nah, this kid is gifted. This kid got something to say. And the West Coast and the whole world need to hear the return of Cocaine.
Okay. And how did you hook back up with Above the Law and you got the Chill producing on your record? How did that come together?
Man, ain't no substitution for good. Chill is one of the most underrated persons in the game, but he finna get his right now. So it's like when I heard the beat a while back, I said, because I got an ear for it, and I said, man, that's one of them ones. So the time I heard it, I wrote the song, the whole song, in like 30 to 35 minutes. The words just came out. And it's just like, man, if you got to go with it, you got to go with it. And then he shot me another song off that I got on the album called The Killing Fields, which I got my sons in the video, and that type of content, what it's talking about, is needed. When I heard that track, I was like, man, they're going to go bananas on this, because right now, that's what the game needs. The West Coast was about touching on hardcore social conscious messages as well. And of course, along the way, we kind of lost that content and followed other situations and other coasts. But now we want to get back to the point to where we talk about why did Eazy-E say fuck the police at one time. It's like, you know, with this album that you finna get, It's like a modern day Public Enemy with an NWA twist. Of course, we up there, we know to ride, we know to come up with a couple club songs on the album. But this song that you're going to get, this album, Give Me All Mine, man, it's one of them ones, man. So people are going to feel the testimony because people are encouraged by that change. And for me to go ahead and do that, it's just going to be a big reward for the whole hood, for the whole West Coast.
Okay. And, you know, historically, the artist Cocaine is known for his very raw, uncensored, some might say nasty content as far as right. the lyrical content. But then a few years ago, you were doing your gospel thing for a minute. You were planning on putting out a gospel EP, the Ghetto Gospel. But I don't think it ever came out. But right. where are you at right now mentally?
Well, I'm a work in progress. And see, the thing, the element I was missing is the fact that I try to change it instead of allowing God to change it. And one thing you cannot do out there, you got to understand everybody's a sinner. So therefore, by you acknowledging your sins, by saying, I cast my cares upon to you, God, whether good or bad, God can use the even the bad part. And what I had to do, I jumped a horse before the gun instead of saying, God, let me go ahead and take steps, because you can't give a baby no whole piece of plate of steak. So all I did, God needs to humble me a little bit more. And after he humbled me a little bit more, it allowed me to change my environment and change my, you know, where I'm from. Not where I'm from, but where my environment was, because that's your whole thing. So it allowed me to come up here, take a fresh breath of air, and to really evaluate myself and what's going on. So all I'm saying to the people, I ain't trying to be some holier-than-thou people, but I'm a part of every bit of what Proverbs 22 says. A generous man himself will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. So it's like, with all how I can't clean out the sand in my dude's eyes or in my young comrade's eyes when I was just there one time. But one thing that I know is best to be a work in progress than not to be a work in progress at all. So that way, I don't jump out there and be a hypocrite. So it's certain issues and things that God needed to eliminate in my life, and he's still doing it. So, of course, along the way, I will eventually get to the point to where it's completely there. And it's a lot of things, you know, by me saying that, you know, it's just speaking honest, it's speaking truthful. And, you know, God is the ultimate one that has to go ahead and turn it around. So how I'm moving right now is according to the way God wants me to move, no more, no less.
Okay. And, you know, like as you mentioned on your first single, The Twilight Zone, you touch on, you know, the current state of the West Coast and what needs to be done. What are some other topics that you talk about on this album?
Well, on this album, we get real deep. We got a song produced by Vitamin D up here in Seattle, which he's a hard, hard producer.
Oh, yeah, he's dope.
It's a cut called Have You Made a Difference in Your Hood Today? And I say one line is going to be controversial, but me coming from what hood I came from Pomona, you know, and me being able to have enough grace from God to be alive at my age of 41, it's like I say 20,010 to me, gang banging is played out. How you going to let a color interfere with your paper route? And that's just to say, you know, things that are perpetuated from all the way to the turf to what's going on, no one ever say forget where you're from. But at the same time, if we don't start perpetuating good things in our life, you know what I'm saying, it's just going to be a dead-end story. It's going to be like two dogs barking at each other all the time. So only thing that I can give to the whole world is my testimony, where I've been from, and to try to change these brothers' mind for food for thought. That, look, young homie, you ain't got to go the route that I went. You ain't got to go the route some of these brothers went, because it's a bunch of bullshit and illusion when people are still on that bullshit. And, you know, I got homies on both sides, but at the same time, we got to get to the point to where we can start leaving something good for our kids. And I can only speak from a family perspective, because I got 8 beautiful kids, and it's just like I would never have them do with some of the things that I did as a child. So it's a crock of shit thinking everybody gonna listen to it, but I'm man enough and bold enough to say that. You know what I'm saying? Have you made a difference in your hood today? And then on the flip side, I got this dude called West Coast Stone, who's George Clinton's nephew, did a song called Can a Thug Get to Heaven?
Okay.
That's like, it's going back on that Machiavelli times. It's like, we, that's the heart of the West Coast, touching on it. You know, 10 toes to the floor with your Romeos, with the taps at the bottom, with the golf hats and the Pendleton. You know what I'm saying? We touching on that era that made us special to the whole world. So I just want to give that right back. And at the same time, we got Fun Records, because I'm still part of that secular zone. We got a song called Rolling Up in a Candy Paint Cutty, Matt, which I got Snoop in the video, Max Shine, and Daz and Dog Pound Gang. So with this project, too, I also wanted to reconnect with Above the Law, because everybody remembers that Black Superman.
Yeah.
And for those that don't remember, it's just reintroducing and educating the whole people. Who was the element behind that G-Funk? Who was the ones that participating and being a gigantic puzzle piece on this West Coast movement? And people got to know. So now it's time, without being bitter, you know, because bitter ain't going to get us nowhere, without being bitter, to just go ahead and simply educate the people on it. So that way we can move as one unit. So that way the next generation can get educated on what the hell going on, because if you don't know the past, you don't know the future.
Okay. On Twitter, Warren G said that he was doing a remix to Twilight Zone. Is that going to be happening?
Right. Man, I've been trying to get it warm, and Warren's in the mix right now, so hopefully it can happen. But I already got one remix already with Crooked Eye. That shit is hot.
Oh, you got Crooked on the Twilight Zone remix?
Oh, my God. That shit is hot. I already got him, so I'm just trying to give Warren like a week. You know what I mean?
But you want him to do a verse, or you want him to remake the beat?
Nah, I was going to have him do a verse.
Oh, okay. Because people thought that he was going to do a Warren G remix to the beat. That's why I was asking you.
Yeah, I would love. I got to talk to Jay Wells real quick. And, you know, we just been kind of moving so tough, man.
Right.
And, you know, I hope he can come through. But as far as the, you know, the spit, man, wait till you hear this shit with Crooked. I shit, man. That dude, I ain't trying to iron out the wrinkles in his balls, man. But this nigga, man, this dude is hard, man.
And
you know what I'm saying?
On Snoop's last record, you appeared on a track called Secrets, but that was a old Cocaine record that Snoop jumped on. How did that come about?
Well, you know,
I mean, for those who don't know, that was actually a Cocaine record originally before Snoop jumped on.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? If it's timeless, it's timeless. And it's best that it come out instead of collecting dust. So Battlecat shot the kite to Snoop, and then Snoop turned around and said, man, that shit is undeniable. I need that there again. So we just mixed it up. I recorded the vocals. Technology is beautiful. He sent it over the wire, and I sent it right back, and it made the album. So, you know, I was happy to be a part of that again.
Okay. But do you think it takes away from the song-making process when the two artists working together aren't even in the same room or don't even meet when they make a song?
Well, you know, if you're in the same room, if you're way in New Zealand, or if you're in Compton, California, or Pomona, California, if it's magic on it, it don't matter where you're at. It's just that you like your grooving. But I would prefer being in the same room. That's how I usually work my best magic, is being in the same room, vibing, because it's nothing like a vibe. And when Snoop came up here and did his show up here, it's like, you know, he said, come here, Coco, I got something for you. So, you know, we went up there and smoked something real good, and then he said, I want you to come out on stage. So that let me know that, you know what I'm saying, Dog and myself, you know, the relationship is really rekindled, and we just going to do what we do and have fun doing it again. And you know what I'm saying, that's what we all getting back to. The West Coast is really getting back to this movement, and more that we all connect with each other. You know what I'm saying? The more and more we'll be able to move even farther. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Okay. And getting back to your album, what other guest appearances and producers did you work with on there?
Well, on this album, I didn't want to have a bunch of features on there. And they said, that's risky. Because everybody said, well, you need this person on here. You need this person. But see, one of the things that we did is be a part of that cutting innovation state, innovation on that type of level. Because what I wanted to do and me and Jay Wells wanted to do is just put a bunch of guest appearances on the singles and put them in the video. It's because if you look at Outkast, Dungeon Family, you look at certain people, a record should be based on how dope it is. So the only features that I wanted on this project was Above the Law and a couple of locals that I feel that will advance as far as on the new people that's concerned, you know, the new groups that's coming up. So the only ones I have on this project is Above the Law, and so far so good, man. It's got a good viral response. People are really anticipating this project, and Jay Wells is saying, look, man, fuck the risk. Man, you did your thing on there by yourself, homie, because I come with all kind of different styles anyway. So I didn't, you know, you can't subject to my stuff to just one thing. If you want some B-boy, you hear the B-boy. If you want some Rick James, you hear some Rick James. So I kind of went out on a limb on it, but it was a good calculated risk because now Fontana's really, really behind it. And Jay Wells is really pushing the line and everything is starting to be assembled together. You know, I'm bumping in the heads, old heads, new. And they say, man, I'm glad you finally stepped off on your own right. And you're doing this right, so we're gonna come support you. And that's the good thing about y'all. Not to iron out the wrinkles in your balls, Nima. And you're my nigga, but at the same time, I appreciate everything you and Dub CNN doing it. Because that's what it takes, somebody to keep pressing that line.
You already know, we've been doing it for 8 years strong now.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing. Everybody support that, you know. And I ain't saying no other website company names, but y'all really pressing for the West Coast and the West Coast across the world. So big ups to that.